Kokoda, written by Paul Hamm and read by Peter Byrne. Why did the Allied Army fail to resist the Japanese landing on the Australian-mandated territory of Papua? It wasn't for lack of knowledge. Allied High Command had been aware of Japan's intentions for 4 months. They owed this intelligence to ULTRA, the name for the Allied code-breaking system that had successfully cracked Japanese and German wireless codes. The code-breakers were among the most brilliant cryptographers, mathematicians, linguists, and computer experts in Britain, America, and Australia. They worked day and night, deciphering signals using IBM punch card computers and the Purple Decoder, a mirror image of Japan's secret diplomatic keyboard. General MacArthur treated this intelligence with the greatest respect. It usually formed the core of his strategic thinking. As early as April 1942, a team of codebreakers working in a block of Art Deco flats in Melbourne had confirmed fears of a Japanese plan to capture Port Moresby from the sea. Lieutenant Rudy Fabian's Fleet Radio Unit Melbourne, Fru Mel, one of two code-breaking units, managed to break the Japanese naval codes that warned of a seaborne attack on Port Moresby. Fru Mel sent the brief intelligence, "Suggest an early enemy offensive against Port Moresby before the end of April." Not only did Fru Mel confirm this suggestion, on the 4th of May, they calculated the precise route of the sea invasion. Immediately, the American fleet steamed to the Coral Sea, and the first battle of aircraft carriers was joined. The Japanese were forced back, but not without the loss of one U.S. carrier and a destroyer. The Battle of the Coral Sea was a qualified victory. Fru Mel even intercepted the Japanese wire that signaled defeat. Moresby occupation force is to proceed back to Rabaul. Allied intelligence had broken the Japanese Navy's codes. But what of the Japanese Army? Could the codebreakers crack its strategy too? A separate Allied decoding unit was established to decipher the Army signals. These proved elusive. Each word or phrase was embedded under a double layer of numeric codes. The result was an apparently meaningless set of unconnected numbers. Persistence yielded results. The Allies' Combined Operational Intelligence Center warned on the 25th of April of an offensive move against the eastern New Guinea area before the end of the month. The major Japanese objective is to control the New Guinea-Torres Strait area, involving the occupation of Port Moresby.